Now, I checked my power rankings, and I did not add, because I added 1917 last year. Mm. So, and I completely stole the power ranking movie, Memorial Day movie idea from you.
Nah, I'm not, I will say, Mike, I am not the first person to come up with a Memorial Moore movie countdown. So it's just being borrowed.
Yeah, okay.
That's how it is. So, it's just being borrowed.
But I elevated 1917 to number one this year, though, over Kelly, over Kelly's Heroes, which I has, still have at number two. If you haven't seen 1917, it is worth the price of admission.
I have to completely apologize. I know I said I was going to see it this week, but one thing led to another, and I couldn't mark out the time to actually sit down and watch it. So I can't put it in there. I'll try to watch it this weekend. Maybe I'll update my power rankings and put it on the Acting All Crusadery blog or put my thoughts on it. I did swap one film out for a another for another one. Top five stays the same for me. Even top six. So the film I switched out was at number seven, and then 8, 9, and 10 also stay relatively the same. Number seven's Dunkirk. That was the one I saw recently.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah,
I think.
I think Dunkirk's a really good one. Plus, it gets it for me. It also breaks up the America, America, America one, and I like to get a couple different ones in from different places.
I highly recommend Dunkirk. As a matter of fact, that's your boy Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a typical Nolan film, which
it's very
is
Nolan-esque.
Good.
It's big. It's really big. Nolan makes everything big.
Yep.
And Dunkirk is. It's got a good story. The acting's good.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a Nolan film, so you're going to get everything from it. I'm not a Nolanite, but you know that when you get a Nolan film, it's going to be well-produced. The cinematography is going to be gorgeous. The acting is going to be as best to the level that the actor can give. And the story is going to be pretty good, pretty solid. So Dunkirk is at seven. Everything else pretty much stays the same. We Were Soldiers for me. Until I can find another film, that will always be my number one.
So gritty. But you know what? Mel Gibson is, everyone that's in that movie is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody. It's probably the most quotable film.
I want to say.
Are you the weatherman?
Yes.
I want to say that that's a McTiernan. That's the Predator guy movie, isn't it? Isn't it McTiernan?
We Were Soldiers?
Who did We Were Soldiers? Who directed that?
Hold on. I'll check real quick. But I don't think it was I wouldn't be surprised.
No,
John McTiernan's fantastic, but let's see. But when that quote that Justin just threw out there, that movie also has
Randall
a very
Wallace is the director.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Randall Wallace.
Randall Wallace, okay. I know McTiernan did make another. He made a war film that's not Predator. Anyway, We Were Soldiers. I mean, look,
McTiernan also did Die Hard.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. I walked into a Best Buy and when I was still on Sirius XM Old Station Old Country, Memorial Day Friday 2009, 2008 or so,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the DVD section and there was a guy that was working in there and he had a. Justin will like this. He had a Marine Corps tattoo on his forearm, so I knew he was a vet. And his name tag was Terry. I said, Terry, I'm looking for the best war movie ever made. You look like a vet. What say you? Didn't even take a half of a nanosecond. Before I said, you look like a vet, we were soldiers.
Yeah.
He didn't hesitate. We were soldiers. Now, if you don't know, that's a true story.
Yep.
Major Bruce Crandall was granted, he's the only guy to ever get the Medal of Freedom or the Medal of Honor, whatever it is, alive.
Mm.
Bush 43 gave it to him in 2006, 2007. People don't know that. He's the only Medal of Honor recipient, I want to say it's a Medal of Honor, that ever got it alive.
Hmm.
That story is true that they kept going back. What's the slogan, Justin? What don't you ever do to a Marine?
Don't you dare call me an ex-Marine.
No. What? No Marine left behind.
No Man Left Behind.
No Man Left Behind.
It's everywhere. There's like every basis. It's become a cliche comment.
Yeah, but in that movie, No Man Left Behind. Your boy keeps going, no, go back. No Man Left Behind.
Or if I don't need an M6, I don't need an M16. If I need one at that time, I'll just pick up one of these.
Pick one up off the ground. There'll be plenty of them on the ground. Yep, that's. Plus, I have a connection because my dad and I actually were able to talk about the Vietnam War after that film. He never talked about it any other time except for that film. So there's that as well. And then my everybody's always surprised that my second one's U-571. The submarine movie with Matthew McConaughey. It's a sleeper film.
That's good.
It's a pretty good film. And then third, obviously, is Black Hawk Down. And then four is All Quiet on the Western Front. And five, the Krasinski classic, 13 Hours.
Bill Clinton never paid for Black Hawk Down. He should have.
Nope.
That's all on him.
Yep.
That's all on the reckless idiots that were running the Department of Defense at the time that made the idiot call. Don't be surprised if we don't have a tranny mammy version of Black Hawk Down with Biden's Amazonian PMS Corps. As a matter of fact, I fully expect a Black Hawk Down massacre coming someday soon to a family near you.
I agree, because they're going to get put in a situation and they're going to get all pumped up because America, America, America. And then they're going to get into some place where, let's say they go into some place like Somalia. They don't recognize, gender norms. They're not they're not going to step back because you're a transitioning dude or whatever the case may be. They'll shoot you to shoot you. So it's going to be very tragic when that takes place. So, yeah, those are my films. We'll talk about them a little more. Gods and Generals comes in at 9, and Zero Dark Thirty comes in at 10, and Fury comes in at 8, right after Dunkirk.
So I go number 1, 1970, number 2, Kelly's Heroes. And the reason I go number 2, Kelly's Heroes, come on, JKD. Well, it was the first war movie I ever saw when I was a little boy. I saw it on television, and I just loved Don Rickles, and I was my stepdad was watching Kojak at the time, so there's Telly Savalas, and I'm going, hey, so I fell in love with the movie, man. I own every edition that's ever been issued on DVD.
Yep,
and I watch it at least once a year. I'm going to get that gold, Joe. You can either come with me or you can read about it. Classic Eastwood, very underplayed, and that's hard for him. Very underplayed, and he picked you got Donald Sutherland as the hippie, and you got this cast of characters. So, but 1917, just the fact that they were able to make this and make it look like. They did this in one take,
yep.
In one reel, which they didn't, but they came pretty close. And it's smartly done, well written, brilliantly acted. The sets, you will think you're in the middle of that hell just as the camera passes through the sets. And it's gruesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's why, that's one of the things, Kelly's Hero, anti-war film. 1917, anti-war film. You don't want to go to war. This is what you get.
The best war films should be, in a way, an anti-war film.
And Richard, I have at number 3, Gods and Generals.
Mm.
Stephen Lang. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Avatar,
yeah.
Stephen Lang is the white-haired bad Marine guy, okay?
Yeah.
That guy's a phenomenal actor, dude. He is phenomenal. He plays Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson. Unlike no one has ever played Jackson or could ever play him ever again for me. He's Jackson. I mean, he just is Jackson. There's a cameo with Ted Turner in it. People don't know this. Ted Turner put the money out. Ted Turner is a Southern Civil War buff.
Oh, yeah. That's why the big thing about...
he put the money up for Gods in General. He financed it.
He put the money up, and that's the big complaint a lot of people have against Gods in General is that it's too sympathetic to the Southern cause.
Whatever.
Because it's an actual story that shows both sides, so of course people are going to be... But that just shows you how strong of a film it is, because it makes everybody else recoil in horror, because it actually has the gall to tell a decent story on both sides. So, yeah.
All right. Number four, We Were Soldiers. Mel Gibson plays Hal Moore, and it's Greg Kinnear. Can you believe it? Greg Kinnear is Major Bruce Crandall. Steals the show. Hacksaw Ridge, dude. Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah,
it's just you. Yeah. Just what a, and that's a Mel Gibson film again.
Yeah, I completely forgot. I could put that in my honorable mentions.
Number six, The Great Escape. I just like the movie. It's a great epic. It's 3 hours and 3 minutes long. It's an epic, okay? There's if you're watching the theater, there's an intermission in the middle because people got to go. It's an epic. It's made to be an epic, and it's got an epic cast. So number six, The Great Escape. I got number seven, The Pacific, the series. That's anti-war as you get, and it shows the brutality of the Japanese Empire at the time. Number eight, here's a sleeper. No one's going to get this one. Jeff Daniels in The Crossing, story of George Washington crossing the Delaware and the hell he went through, which I did in one of my movies, The Times That Try Men's Souls. Get it in the Founders Trading Post. Number nine, Force 10 from Navarone. Harrison Ford, baby. Got Han Solo in there. And then Robert Shaw. I mean, a great cast, great film. And number 10, Stalag 17, which we'll play this weekend. The Crusade Channel Goes to War, our Memorial Day pop-up channel all weekend long. Honorable mentions, Guns of Navarone, The Dirty Dozen. And then I don't know how I didn't squeeze this into the top 10. Maybe I should. Mel Gibson again, Gallipoli. If you want to see the horror, the absolute horror of war and what men who love each other do during it, watch Gallipoli.
True story. Yeah, I will put it on the list. My honorable mentions: Good Morning Vietnam, Platoon, Full Metal Jacket, and now Hacksaw Ridge. Because Hacksaw Ridge, it's such a good film, even though I forgot about it. That my forgetting about it does not take away from the fact that it is such a really well-made film and a really well-made war film.
Yeah, there you go. There's so many. Don't take this as a infinite list that, I disagree. Well, then disagree. Fine. Yeah. There are a lot of movies I could have put in there that I didn't. There's one that I forget the name of it, but it's a Navy movie. It might be about the Battle of Midway. By the way, the remake of Midway is well worth watching.
What
you don't like them telling the Jap side?
No, I just you can read my review.
I know
of
we
Midway
disagreed on this.
We did.
Yeah. If you want to see the Jap side, just watch Letters from Iwo Jima.
Yeah,
Eastwood. That gives you a very.
That's a much better version.
Okay, all right. I liked Midway. I thought it was good.
I'm only laughing because I think it's funny that we can have a disagreement on that. I think it's Midway's a fine film.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right. That's right.
But if you want the best war movie ever made, there was not in the list. Tom Cruise's War of the Worlds.
Yes.
Joke. I'm kidding. That does not make our list finite or infinite in any way.
No.
There are tons and tons of the movie I was thinking about is a movie that was made, I think, about the Battle of Midway around the time. And it's a family that sins. I think five of the six sons get drafted into the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And all five of them die on the same ship or in the same battle.
Yep.
And the Navy changed the policy as a result of that. And I can't remember the movie, but it's really good.
Isn't that also that story kind of the basis for Saving Private Ryan?
Maybe.
Because of the fact that so many brothers, so many family members were lost at once. I think it was, but obviously it wasn't in that film. But it might have been used as one of the baselines for it.
All right, so this is coming up on the Bear Brief. We got to go.
Yes, sir.
A safe and blessed Memorial Day weekend to you, Mitter Barrett.
You and your family as well, sir.